WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the new movie comedy Working Girl, Melanie Griffith plays Tess McGill, a woman from Staten Island who works as a secretary on Wall Street. She wants to get her rightful place in the business world. She thinks of herself as having a head for business and a body for sin. Her male bosses have only noticed the body for sin. But her new boss is a woman, played by Sigourney Weaver.
I've never worked for somebody who's younger than me before. Or for a woman.
Well, there's a first time for everything. That's not going to be a problem, is it, Tess?
No.
Good. Well, why don't you pour us a cup of coffees and come on inside?
I'm light. No sugar.
When Sigourney Weaver is in an accident out of town, Melanie Griffith impersonates the boss and starts a business deal with a junior executive played by Harrison Ford. The screenplay for Working Girl was written by Kevin Wade, who until now is best known for his play Key Exchange. I asked Wade what the inspiration was behind the story for Working Girl.
There was a moment or a day when I was down in Battery Park and saw all these women pouring out of the subway. I mean, they sort of came off boats and out of holes in the ground. And it was just this kind of teeming masses pouring into these buildings. And right across the harbor is the Statue of Liberty, and right next to that is Ellis Island, where, they used to bring the immigrants with land and, come to America. And that was the most visual and most specific inspiration I can think of, was that it started really as a, what is the modern day version of, that guy who lands on Ellis Island, settles on the Lower East Side, sells umbrellas on 14th Street, and ends up, starting Bloomingdale's or something.
I like your image of people pouring out of boats and holes in the ground, but I feel like I ought to explain it for for our listeners who haven't been to New York, that the boats are the Staten Island Ferry and the holes in the ground are the New York subways. So you see this as a story of what happens when someone from one of the New York boroughs, tries to come to New York and make it.
One of the New York boroughs and one of the... one of those really who aren't in the club of college-educated, a certain kind of background and breeding that, although we supposedly don't have a class system in this country, it's the theory of the picture or of the script that there in fact is one. It's not by birth so much as it is by education and connections and all.
In the movie, the Melanie Griffith character, who starts off as a secretary, goes to work as a secretary for the character played by Sigourney Weaver, who's a very successful Wall Street executive. Mm-hmm. And Sigourney Weaver gives her a whole initiation rap about how their relationship should be a two-way street. And this whole two-way street rap is filled with all kinds of executive type of jargon. Did you have this language down already?
No, I listened, and it's a amalgamation of Wall Street talk, Hollywood talk, military talk. It's just that kind of can-do. I almost,
right.
You know the way Haig used to speak? It's the way General Haig speaks.
Perfect. Everything's in place.
For what?
Man I've been seeing for a while. I think he's it. And I think this could be the weekend we decide. He said there was something very important he wanted to discuss with me. I think he's gonna pop the question.
You do?
I think so. We're in the same city now. I've indicated that I'm receptive to an offer. I've cleared the month of June, and I am, after all, me.
Well, what if he doesn't pop the question?
I really don't think that's a variable.
Well, now that you have to work in Hollywood, for your movie scripts and so on, do you find that there's a lot of this kind of biz language that you have to learn?
Nah, just please send the check. And no, I really don't. But people will talk about a scene having you know, that we need two more colors in this scene, or that it needs to be 80% funnier, and things that are like as if they could put up a chart. I've always tried, you know, if I make it 20% less sad, does that equal 40% funnier, or what exactly? You know, so there is talk there, but you know, you don't. They can understand you.
Working Girl was directed by Mike Nichols. Did Nichols ask for any changes from you, or did he add things at all into the storyline or into little comedic bits?
Well, we did a rewrite together, a bit of work on it, where he essentially, and I think it's like the greatest, one of the great lessons you learn from Nichols, is that even something as so-called movie as this, that the character motivation, the action, and everything must come from life and not from other movies. And he encouraged me all the time to go back and say, okay, now here's a great movie scene, but what is it about this scene that happens to, you know, that happens in fact in real life, that somebody sitting in the audience can say, you know, I am that guy, I was that guy, I know that guy. So I did a lot of that with him. And then when it came time to get both Sigourney and Harrison, I, with Mike, and then, you know, obviously by myself, went off and fixed up their parts, so that in Sigourney's case, it was not quite so treacherous, so that she could play treacherous.
Explain what you just said.
As written, it was a little more treacherous, so that you would know right off the bat that this was the villain, which didn't give her any room to make up her own villain. Do you
mm-hmm,
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just went back and the sort of corporate speak you were talking about before, and tried to do more of that, and really just tried to give her a line that, in fact, yes, she's ruthless, but there's a logical place for her in the corporate world. She didn't have to come on with a black hat. She just has a different way of doing things.
A sexual politics question.
Ah.
The villain of the movie is Sigourney Weaver,
mm-hmm.
and she's kind of... Am I giving too much away to say she's deposed at the end? That she gets her comeuppance?
No, I mean, I'm guessing that you expect it, so.
Okay. Now, it's, you know, the villain here is someone who's really a kind of newcomer to the system anyway, since it's so recently that
right.
women executives have been allowed in. And I was wondering
right.
if you had second thoughts at all about making the villain a woman who, if we're seeing it as an immigrant movie, is really a recent immigrant.
Mm. None whatsoever. the immigrant part of the story. Well, first of all, Catherine, it does exemplify that sort of class and connections part of the story that is the invisible barrier that Tess has to break through. But when I went to write this, the idea, and I think I read in the Village Voice or something, the critic suggested that the movie would have been real good if the villain had been a man. Which is something I think you've seen a million times. I mean, what do? Tess comes in, he chases her around the desk, he treats her lousy. That's been done a lot of times. There's something interesting. I mean, I suppose someone will do it, that character, more sympathetically or something, but there is, you know, you point out they are recent immigrants, and there's something to me comic about the way that women... at that level have to try to act like men, or how they think men, you know, take care of business. So they're really trying on a suit of armor that they've never worn before, and sometimes it's comical.
This is your first produced movie screenplay, right?
Yes.
Why did you want to make a movie? You'd done several plays before.
It pays well. I, in fact, you know, had tried once or twice before, but I like to write them. You do, frankly, you get paid for them. I'm not trying to sound like mercenary here or anything, but that's a consideration. And I always loved them. I grew up watching movies, you know, like everybody else did, but I never... had the same feeling about the theater, though I love working in the theater. People always describe it as, oh, the magic that happens when the curtain goes up, etc. That feeling I always got from going to the movies.
Okay. I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
Thanks.
Kevin Wade wrote the screenplay for the new movie, Working Girl. This is Fresh Air.